I've grown so weary of that whole tired adage of, boy, if we just had a disaster, we'd really all rally together and come up with a major infrastructure agenda. One in particular that I think is just so historically ironic is the collapse of the bridge in Minneapolis and I-35 and the loss of lives. At that very moment, you had the most powerful congressman from Minnesota, Oberstar, leading the national debate on infrastructure. And if there ever was that one moment where a disaster would motivate Congress, that surely was going to be it, and nothing happened. A disaster is not yet capable of motivating people to rally behind infrastructure. This has been true of America for years. I don't think that there's a disaster that's going to happen. I think that Americans are slowly, inevitably going through a cultural shift that recognizes that their future and the quality of their life and their economic life is so inextricably now tied to the health of cities, and cities are fundamentally defined by infrastructure, that you're beginning to see the little sprout across the country on a local level, not on a federal level, where people are willing to pay for the kind of things that they need to build a better city. Seattle passes a $52 billion bond act for mass transit. LA does the big $150 billion. Denver's done it. I think slowly that cultural awareness and knowledge is emerging. Cities are our future, and they're not working the way we've always thought of them, and infrastructure has to be resolved that way.